This is the Sakar Moli of 16th of August, 2025. Essence, sweet children, your aim and objective is to become the masters of that wonderful, colourful world of heaven. Therefore remain constantly cheerful in that happiness and don't wilt. Question, what enthusiasm would the fortunate children constantly have? Answer. The Unlimited Father is teaching us in order to make us into princes and princesses of a new world. You can explain to everyone with the same enthusiasm that heaven is merged in this war. It will be after this war that the gates to heaven open. Remain in this happiness and also explain to others with great happiness. Song. Baba, the world is very colourful. Om Shanti. Who said to Baba that this is a colourful world? No one else can understand the meaning of this. The Father has now explained that this play is very colourful. In films, etc., there are very colourful scenes and scenery. Now no one knows this unlimited world. Among you too, the knowledge that you have of the beginning, the middle, and the end of the whole world is number-wise, according to your efforts. You understand how colourful heaven is, how beautiful it is. No one else knows this. It is not in anyone's intellect how colourful and wonderful that world is. There is praise of the wonders of the world. Only you know this. You are the ones who make effort, according to your own fortune, for that wonder of the world. That is your aim and objective. That is the wonder of the world. It is a very colourful world, where there are palaces studded with diamonds and jewels. You go to wonderful paradise in just a second. You play and dance, etc. there. It is definitely a wonderful world. Here it is the kingdom of Maya. This too is so wonderful. Human beings do all sorts of things. No one in the world knows that we are performing a drama. If they understood that this is a drama, they would also have the knowledge of the beginning, the middle, and the end of the drama. You children understand that the Father is so simple. Maya makes you forget everything completely. She grabs hold of you by the nose and makes you forget everything. One moment you are in remembrance and very cheerful. Oh, we are becoming the masters of heaven, the wonder of the world. Then, the next moment, you forget this and wilt. Some wilt so much. Even the Beals, native tribe of Rajasthan, don't wilt as much. It is as though they don't even understand that they are going to heaven, that the Unlimited Father is teaching us. It is as though they become complete corpses. That happiness and intoxication doesn't remain. The establishment of the wonder of the world is now taking place. Sri Krishna was the prince of the wonder of the world. You also understand this. Those who are clever in this knowledge would explain about Janamastami, the birthday of Sri Krishna. Sri Krishna was the prince of the wonder of the world. Where did that golden age go to? How did you come down the ladder from the golden age? How did the golden age become the iron age? How did the stage of descent come? This only enters the intellects of you children. You should explain with happiness that Sri Krishna is coming, that the kingdom of Sri Krishna is being established once again. the people of Bharat should be happy to hear this. However, only those who are fortunate will have that enthusiasm. People of the world even throw away these jewels, thinking that they are stones. These jewels are the imperishable jewels of this knowledge. The Father is the ocean of these jewels of knowledge. These jewels of knowledge are very valuable. You have to imbibe the jewels of this knowledge. You are now listening directly to the ocean of knowledge. Therefore, there is no need to listen to anything else. These jewels do not exist in the Golden Age. There are no LLBs, barristers there, nor does anyone there have to become a surgeon, etc. This knowledge doesn't exist there. There you experience the reward. So you children have to explain about Janamashtami very well. So many muralis have been spoken about this. You children have to churn the ocean of this knowledge. Only then will points emerge. If you want to give a lecture, then wake up early in the morning and write it down and then read it through. The points you forgot should be added. You will be able to imbibe them well. However, not everyone can speak everything that they wrote down. One point or another will be forgotten. Therefore, you have to explain who Sri Krishna was. He was the master of the wonder of the world. Bharat was paradise. Sri Krishna was the master of that paradise. We are giving you the message that Sri Krishna is coming. God himself taught Raj Yoga, and he is teaching us this even now. He is enabling us to make effort to become pure in order to make us into double-crowned deities. You children should have all of this in your awareness. Those who have practiced this will be able to explain very well. The writing on Sri Krishna's picture is first class. After this war, the gates to heaven will open. Heaven is merged in this war. You children should remain in great happiness. On the day of Janamashtami, people wear new clothes, etc. However, you now know that we will leave these old bodies and take new pure bodies. It is said a completely pure body, that is, a golden body. Souls there are pure, and the bodies are also pure. At present they are not pure. They are becoming that, number wise. They will only become pure by having the pilgrimage of remembrance. Baba knows that there are many who don't even have the sense to remember Baba. It is when you make effort to have remembrance that your words become powerful. Where is that strength now? There isn't yoga. Your faces have to show that you are becoming Lakshmi or Narayan. You have to study. It is very easy to explain about Sri Krishna Janamashtami. It is of Sri Krishna that it is said, the ugly and the beautiful one. They have made Sri Krishna, Narayan, and also Rama dark blue. The Father himself says, where did my children, who first sat on the pyre of this knowledge and became the masters of heaven, go to? They sat on the pyre of lust and continued to fall number-wise. The world changes from Sato-Pradhan to Sato, Rajo and Tamo. Similarly, the stage of human beings also becomes the same. By sitting on the pyre of lust, they have all become ugly. I have now come to make everyone beautiful. Souls have to be made beautiful. Baba understands from the behaviour of each one of you what your thoughts, words and actions are. It is understood from how you act. The activity of you children should be really first class. Jewels should constantly emerge from your lips. It is very good to explain on the birthday of Sri Krishna. Have the topic of the ugly and the beautiful one. Why do they make Sri Krishna dark blue and Narayan and Radhe dark blue too? The Shivalingam is also of dark stone. However, he is not dark. Look what Shiva is and how he has been portrayed. Only you children understand these things. You can explain why they have made him dark. Baba will now see what service you children do. The father says, this knowledge is for those of all religions. You also have to tell them that the father says, remember me, and your sins of innumerable births will be cut away. You have to become pure. You can tie a rakhi on anyone. You can tie them on the Europeans as well. Whoever they are, you have to tell them. These are God's versions. He would definitely say this through someone's body. He says, remember me alone. Forget all your bodily religions and consider yourselves to be souls. Baba explains so much, yet they don't understand. Therefore the father understands that it is not in their fortune. They have to understand that Shiv Baba is teaching them. He cannot teach without a chariot. It is enough just to give a signal. Some children have a good practice of explaining. You understand that Baba and Mama will claim an elevated status. Mama too used to do service. These aspects also have to be explained. There are many forms of Maya. Many say that Mama enters them or that Shiv Baba enters them. However, new points will only be given through the chariot that is fixed. Or would they be given through anyone else? That is not possible. In fact, there are many daughters who share their own points. In the magazine there are so many articles. It isn't that Mama or Baba enters them and dictates that. No, the father comes here directly. This is why you come here to listen to him. If Mama or Baba entered anyone, you would sit there and study with them. No, everyone feels a pull to come here. Those who live far away are attracted more. Therefore, you children can do a great deal of service on Janmashtami. When did Sri Krishna take birth? No one knows this. Your aprons are now being filled. Therefore you should remain happy. But Baba sees that some of you don't have any happiness at all. It is as though they make a vow not to follow Srimat. Serviceable children will think about service and only service. They think that if they don't do Baba's service, that if they don't show this path to others, it is as though they are blind. These aspects have to be understood. There is a picture of Sri Krishna on your badge. You can use it to explain. Ask anyone why he has been shown as dark blue. No one will be able to tell you. It is written in that scripture that Rama's wife was abducted. However, such things don't happen there. Only you people of Barad were the residents of the land of angels. You have now become the residents of the land of death. You now sit on the pyre of this knowledge and imbibe divine virtues in order to become the residents of that land of angels. You children have to do service. Give everyone this message. A great deal of understanding is needed for this. There has to be a great deal of intoxication that God is teaching us. We are living with God. We are God's children, and we also study with Him. When you live in a boarding school, you are not coloured by the things of the world outside. This too is a school. At least Christians have manners, but people here now have no manners and are impure and tamapradan. They go in front of the deities and bow their heads. Their praise is so great. In the golden age, they all had divine characters. They now have devilish characters. Give lectures in this way, and everyone will become very happy while listening to you. It is said of Sri Krishna that he is small, yet he talks big. You now listen to great versions in order to become so great. You can tie a raki on anyone. Give the Father's message to everyone. It is through this war that the gates to heaven will open. You now have to become pure from impure. You have to remember the Father. Do not remember bodily beings. Only the one Father grants salvation to everyone. This is an iron-aged world. The intellects of you children imbibe this knowledge number-wise, according to the efforts you make. In schools, they make a great deal of effort to claim a scholarship. Here too, there is a very big scholarship to be gained. There is a great deal of service to be done. The mothers can do a great deal of service. Use all the pictures. Use the dark blue pictures of Sri Krishna, Narayan, Rama Chandra and Shiva, and sit and explain about them. Why have they made the deities dark blue? Explain about the ugly and the beautiful one. If you go to the Srinath temple, you can see completely dark pictures. Therefore collect such pictures. You can also show your own Baba's pictures. Explain the meaning of the ugly and the beautiful one and tell them. You should now have a raki tied. Step down from the pyre of lust. By sitting on the pyre of knowledge, you will become beautiful. You can also do service here. You can give very good lectures about why the deities have been portrayed as dark blue. Why has the Shivalingam been shown dark? We will explain why it is said the beautiful and the ugly one. No one will become upset by this. Service is very easy to do. The Father continues to explain. Children, imbibe virtues well. Glorify the name of your clan. You know that you now belong to the highest on high Brahmin clan. So you can explain to anyone the meaning of tying raki. You can also explain to prostitutes and tie rakis on them too. Keep the pictures with you. The Father says, remember me alone. By obeying this order you will become beautiful. There are many methods. No one will become upset. No one but the One can grant salvation to anyone. Even if it is not the occasion of raki, you can still tie a raki on someone at any time. The meaning of that has to be understood. A raki can be tied whenever you want. This is your business. Tell them to make a promise to the Father. Tell them, the Father says, remember me alone and you will become pure. You can even go to the mosques and explain to them that you have come to tie a raki on them and that they also have a right to understand this matter. The Father says, remember me, and your sins will be cut away. Become pure, and you will become the masters of the pure world. This world is now impure. There definitely was the golden age. It is now the iron age. Do you not want to go to Huda in the golden age? Tell them in this way, and they will quickly come and fall at your feet. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. Have value for the imperishable jewels of this knowledge that you attain from the ocean of the jewels of this knowledge. Churn the ocean of this knowledge and imbibe these jewels yourself. Let jewels constantly emerge from your lips. 2. Stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance and make your words powerful. It is only by having remembrance that your soul will become pure. Therefore, imbibe the wisdom to have remembrance. Blessing. May you renounce any subtle form of the consciousness of mine and thereby become a constantly fearless and carefree emperor. In today's world there is wealth and also fear. The more wealth they have, the more they eat and sleep in fear. Where there is any consciousness of mine, there will definitely be fear. Even if a golden deer is mine, there is fear. However, if you say mine is one Shiv Baba, then you will become fearless. So check any subtle form of this mine, and renounce it, and you will then receive the blessing of being fearless and a carefree emperor. Slogan. Give regard to the ideas of others and you will automatically receive respect. Abhyakt signals. In order to be an easy yogi, become experienced in God's love. On the one hand, let there be unlimited disinterest, and on the other hand, remain absorbed in the Father's love, like the Father. Do not come down from this stage for even a second, or with even one thought. Only a gathering of such children who are absorbed in love will reveal the Father. You instrument souls have to give everyone the elevated sustenance of pure love and attainments, and make them worthy, that is, make them yogi. Om Shanti.